She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hospitals are phasing out the use of popular anesthetic used in operating rooms, all in an effort to combat global warming. So it's called desflurane, and it started to be used in 1992. So Emma, what was so great about it that we used it back then?
It's a great question, and it's something that I was asking as well when I was first reporting this story. This is a drug that initially emerged as something that would help patients wake up more quickly from procedures that could be helpful, especially in cases of sort of same-day procedures or trying to get the patient out of there pretty quickly and not necessarily stay overnight. But, you know, the tide has sort of turned against this sort of rationale and this logic. For one thing, desflurane is a lot more expensive than some of the alternative drugs that hospitals can use. And desflurane also has a much larger global warming potential than some of these alternative drugs. And so we've seen hospitals start to say, wait a second, we can switch to drugs that are, you know, as efficacious, they, you know, are as safe for patients, and they cost a lot less, and they're not also, you know, harming the environment. And so that's what we've seen them do. They're switching to similar kind of anesthetic gases that are also kind of administered via, you know, a mask over the mouth, but they are, you know, using different kinds of anesthetic gases, or in some cases, they might be using intravenous anesthesia.
Are these hospitals in the U.S. doing this, or are hospitals in, say, Europe?
It's really kind of runs the gamut. It's kind of a global movement at this point. So we've seen many hospitals in the U.S. Do this, including NYU Langone in New York, where I visited and where we got some great photos. We've also seen, as of this year, the European Union has said to, you know, doctors and hospitals, like, please don't use desflurane unless it's medically necessary. And they actually ask them to kind of document cases where they're medically necessary and keep those records on file. We saw, you know, that kind of followed a 2023 ban by Scotland on desflurane. We've also seen desflurane phased out in hospitals in Australia and Singapore. We know Chinese clinicians are talking about, you know, making sort of moves to reduce their anesthetic gas emissions. So this has become quite an overarching kind of worldwide phenomenon.
Well, it certainly helps that the alternatives are cheaper.
It certainly does help. You know, what's interesting is hospitals are, you know, they have a big climate footprint, right? These are buildings that are enormous. They have a ton of machinery, right? And they're often open 24 hours a day. They use a lot of energy. They throw away a lot of kind of single-use plastics for sort of disease prevention and infection prevention. So there are a lot of other arenas that hospitals have to be making some progress in order to kind of achieve climate goals. But this is something where there hasn't been, you know, as much resistance. It's something that's reasonable and possible for them to do, right? You still have alternatives. They're less harmful for the environment. Patients are, to be clear, still going to get sedatives and anesthesia when they go through surgeries. It's just going to be different kinds. Most patients will probably not even notice. Actually, all patients probably won't even notice. But, you know, hospitals have said, you know, how easy some of these changes could be. In addition to desflurane and kind of getting rid of desflurane, which many hospitals have been getting rid of it entirely. Another drug that hospitals have been looking at is called nitrous oxide, more commonly known as laughing gas.
Right.
And in that case, yeah, laughing gas, I think we're all familiar with it. And in that case, the issue with laughing gas is less so how much global warming potential it has. Desflurane is kind of far and away a bigger global warming potential, but nitrous oxide is actually typically in hospitals piped to operating rooms, and clinicians realized the pipes were just leaking out like tremendous amounts of this gas. So like kind of creaky old pipes, the gas was just hissing out of these pipes like out into the air, and as much as 90% or more of laughing gas was being basically wasted this way. And so hospitals have been, in that case, more addressing the way that the, you know, nitrous oxide gets to the operating room. So they're kind of using smaller canisters. They're sending it to the operating room instead of having these pipes that are kind of leaking out gas.
All fascinating stuff. Emma, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Emma Court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.